This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rizzioli podcast.
The cancel culture trying to take away people that are funny even when they're offensive, and Joe Biden's confrontation with Corn Pop. This, as the president says, we are locked and loaded in case it was Iran who attacked Saudi Arabian oil facility. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. The Zioli Show, 855-839-1210. And on Twitter at Rich Zioli, where on my Twitter page you will see a poll. You can vote in this poll. It's the most important poll of the day. Which fake gangbanger turned political bestie would make a better running mate? Joe Biden's Corn Pop or Cory Booker's T-Bone? Now, right now, Corn Pop is in the lead at 60%. All right, so which fake gangbanger turned political bestie would make a better running mate? All right, so just go on my Twitter page and you can vote for that. Now, here's what I mean. First, we know Cory Booker described an imaginary friend named T-Bone years ago, who was a guy in the rough streets of Newark that Cory Booker might have met at Yale Law School. We found out T-Bone was made up, but Cory Booker talked about T-Bone anyway. He later said he was a compilation of several people in the hood. But this is cut two.
It's an important challenge. That rift. T-Bone comes to me after I get elected and says to me, Cory, can we go for a ride? And I say, T-Bone, your car or mine? And I very nervously get into his car. And we drive off of Martin Luther King Boulevard up South Orange Avenue. And South Orange Avenue is one of the stranger streets in America. Because as soon as you punch out of Newark, it's suddenly like going from the Wizard of Oz, from black and white to Technicolor. And suddenly there's these huge homes. In fact, children from Newark's parents who live just maybe 100 yards away, sometimes they'll use false addresses in South Orange or Montclair to sneak their children into the better schools. And those towns have people that follow around these minority children, see where they're going home, and then we'll remove them, send them back to Newark schools, and bill them for the tuition for the time that they took them there. This is a wonderful country we live in. And so we drove into South Orange, and we pull over to the side of the road, and I sit there, and T-Bone tells me, you got to get me out of here. And I'm like, okay, T-Bone, I got some programs, some plans. You see, we at that point had gotten the drug dealers away from the front of the building. We at that point had gotten the slumlord convicted in federal court. Ms. Jones danced that day. We got the local school adopted by Prudential. We now have a health center there. We got the crack house torn down. And now here's T-Bone, to me, feeling incredibly confident. He says to me, you got to help me get out of here. And I'm like, T-Bone, I got some programs, some plans. I know some things we can do. He goes, you don't understand something. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, and he basically explains to me that he has warrants out for his arrest and that they're closing in on him. And I hadn't seen him for a few weeks, and I'm now listening to him tell me this story. And suddenly T-Bone starts telling me his story, which again is the same story for the first 12 years or so of my dad's first 12 years. Born to a single mother.
All right, so that's T-Bone. Now, so that's Cory Booker's imaginary friend T-Bone, who became his political bestie. Years later, they became best friends. So they, all right. Why do these people keep naming themselves after food? I don't understand. But so we go from dinner to breakfast. Yeah. Now from T-Bone to Corn Pop, which of course now is a breakfast cereal. It's Corn delightful. Pops, delicious, right? Mom tested, kid approved. Oh, no, that's Kix. Somebody else needs to have a gangbanger named Kix, who they can hang out with.
Kix is actually a cool name.
That's Kix. A cool name. Kix, yeah. So now this is Joe Biden's story of facing down the razor-wielding gang leader known as Corn Pop.
I learned a lot. And I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards. And there were not. There was a three-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, And he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this was mostly, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors.
By the way, the three guys, yeah. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Those are the three guys. The three guys with the razors.
The baddest guys in the land.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Yeah, see them hanging out right there?
You don't want to mess with them.
You don't want to mess with these guys, all right?
Oofa.
All right, they are deadly, waiting with razors. So now he's leaving the parking lot of the pool. Corn Pop, three guys with razors, okay?
Oh, God, this is so funny.
It's bizarro land. It's just...
Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where all the pool builder is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had stepped those days. You used to remember the straight razors. You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
And then they became besties. At that moment, Joe Biden and Corn Pop, I guess, hugged and became political besties. And he put down his chain, and Corn Pop put down his straight razor, and the rest is history.
And he never called him Esther again.
And he never called him Esther Williams again. And that was his moment of confronting his fake gang leader turned political bestie. So who's got a better fake gang leader turned political bestie story, T-Bone or Corn Pop?
I think T-Bone.
I got to go with Corn Pop.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
I think Corn. I mean, come on. The chain. He went down. The guy cut him a 6-foot thing. A chain. Handed him chain. Walks out with chains. Like, you know, I mean, can you just see like whipping the chain in the parking lot? Corn Pop. You know what I mean? Booker's helping T-Bone duck warrants from the feds. Cruising around the streets in Newark. I mean, these guys. You gotta give them credit for imagination. Yeah. Why do they keep coming up with food groups? Like, I want somebody to go, like, somebody gonna come out and be like, and I was with Puddin' Pop, and Puddin' Pop said to me, you know, I said, hell no, Puddin' Pop, and I kept him out in the sun long enough, and he melted right there on the spot. And Puddin' Pop became a pile of pudding.
It's his one weakness.
That's how Joe Biden changes the tone of his voice, too, when he's telling the story.
Oh.
That's bad, you know, badass Joe Biden. I said to Corn Pop, I got this chain, and I got this, and you apologize? Yeah, I apologize. Now the rest, then we hugged, and he became the best man at my wedding, Corn Pop. Best man at my wedding.
In the rain barrel?
Yeah, and I love how he says it like everybody knows. Remember back in those days, they take a straight-ass razor, you bound the street, what? In the rain barrel, make it rusty. And he says it like everybody remembers that. Like everybody goes, oh, right, right. That's what you did with the straight-edge razor. Right. Like, you know what?
Like a straight razor is not bad enough. They can cut you, but don't let it give you tetanus.
Yeah. That's what they would do. They'd have to go get a tetanus shot down there at the clinic in Wilmington. I'd be down there and there'd be people there died of overdoses, but I go, I got tetanus. I need a tetanus shot. That guy needs to be resuscitated. He OD'd, but I got tetanus is what I got from Corn Pop and his rusty razor. Rusty Razor.
Rusty Razor.
That's another guy he confronted. He confronted Rusty Razor after the pool.
Oh, yeah.
He fought Corn Pop and Snap, Crackle, Pop. Then he met Rusty Razor down the street. And he said to Rusty Razor, don't you go back on that diving board again. No, the slide at the pool. Rusty Razor kept going down the slide real fast. He kept going head first.
All the gangbangers hung out of the pool.
They all came to his pool. Don't you go down head first on that slide, I said to him. And he said, Rusty Rangers, I'm going to cut you.
The public pool
in Wilmington. So I love it. The whole story is so BS. You gotta break it down like line by line almost. So let's start from the beginning again, shall we? This was at a dedication of the Joe Biden like lifeguard chair or something at a pool in Wilmington. This occurred. He tells the story during when they honored him for his time as a lifeguard. So during the Joe Biden lifeguard naming ceremony is when the corn pop story came to light. So go ahead.
I learned a lot. And I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards, and there were not. There was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you. Off the board. I'll come up and drag you off.
But by the way, can someone explain the Esther Williams reference?
I don't know.
Is it because Esther Williams had
she was a swimmer and wore the bathing cap?
Or had pomade in her hair? I don't know.
Like,
so he starts smack talking Corn Pop with the Esther Williams reference. I'm sure Corn Pop's like, what the hell is Esther Williams? Rough and tumble Corn Pop with his guys is gonna put up with that right then and there at the pool. Right then and there at the pool, Corn Pop's going, you just call me Esther Williams, man? Really? Like, if this is real, that's the moment where the lifeguard is getting his you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where Corn Pop and the guys and the bad boys, you know, who were Peter Pan's gang? What were they called, by the way? You remember the kids?
The bad boys.
The ones who wouldn't grow up.
The Lost Boys.
Yeah, so Peter Pan, the Lost Boys, Corn Pop, and the Bad Dudes. At that moment, you call Corn Pop Esther Williams. It's going down right there. Like, he's not going to go to the parking lot. It's going down right there. He's a bad guy. He's Corn Pop, man. Corn Pop's not going to put up with that disrespect right then and there at that moment. Corn Pop's going to smack down right then and there. Am I right?
He was humiliated in front of all the people at the swim, the Wilmington Swim Club.
The entire Wilmington, yeah. Yeah, he's going to put up with that in front of everybody. Esther Williams. But he's going to be gentlemanly enough to go, let's do this in the parking lot like men, not in front of these kids here. All right, keep going.
Well, he came off and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate.
Can I ask you a question? He's already outside. He's at a pool. Why does he have to go outside again? No. Well, you're outside. You're already outside. Just fight there at the pool. What do you?
He had to go get his chain.
Oh, that chain was Biden's defensive weapon. You don't think what? Corn Pop didn't bring in the rusty razor with him to the pool because it wasn't allowed? Corn Pop followed the rules. No rusty razors. So Corn Pop didn't bring it in. So he had to go to his car to get the rusty razor. All right, go ahead.
My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse. The only white guy.
Bill Wright Mouse. Bill Wright Mouse. It turns out he's Mighty Mouse. Bill Mighty Mouse. And he had weapons for Joe. So Joe takes the time now. Think about this now. He walks out. He sees guys with razors. A total of four people with razors, like standing there, like snapping their fingers, like in West Side Story,
yeah,
right?
Say this.
But he stops, turns around, and go finds Bill Wrightmouse to get armed up, all right? And the guys in the parking lot, Corn Pop and his gang,
just wait.
They patiently wait for Joe to come back. They stand there with their razors and, take your time. Go ahead, take your time. Go do your thing.
We have all day.
Yeah, we got all day. We got nowhere to be. So they're just standing there, the four of them with their razors. Joe goes back in to find Bill Wrightmouse, who's underneath the ground where the filter is. All right, now listen. Listen to this.
The only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain.
So now, while the guys are patiently waiting in the parking lot, Bill Wrightmouse is cutting chain for Joe in the basement. Meanwhile, Corn Pop and the guys are just standing out there killing time with their rusty razors, waiting. No rush. Beautiful fall, beautiful summer day in Wilmington. No, nowhere to be. No drugs to buy or sell. Nowhere to go. Joe is down with Bill Wrightmouse. Bill Wrightmouse is cutting chain for him. 6 feet. Measured it. Now, Joe, you don't want 5 feet. You don't want 4 feet. You want 6 feet. 6 feet's the proper chain length. So while Bill Wrightmouse is cutting chain, underneath the pool. So at this point, Joe's underground where the filter is, in the underground filter slash weapons room. Where they keep it's the arsenal slash filter room. So you got chlorine and weapons in the same room.
It's like the Batcave.
Yeah, it's the Batcave. Right, Bill Wrightmouse down there, who's actually, he's got, well, we can shock this pool or we can shock this city. I got both. I got chemical shock and I got chemicals to shock the city. I got both. This is the arsenal. All right, so keep going now.
The chain, he folded up, he said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
Oh, yeah. No, we all did that. That's what we do. We do. In fact, we rely on weather forecasts to find out, is it going to rain? So I can keep my rain barrel out there to get my razor rusty. So that's why Katie Failinger is perfect timing, because Katie, is it going to rain? So I got to get my razor rusty.
I'm so confused as to what's happening. I feel like this is one of those conversations I came into with absolutely no context, and now I'm so confused. Is cutting chain like a euphemism for something?
That's a great question. I don't know if Joe Biden...
You keep saying, like, he's cutting chain. I'm like, what is that? What does that mean?
Yeah, and, like, how do you cut chain? I mean, like, the guy's got a chain link cutter?
If it's symbolic for something, we could probably figure that out, but...
Oh, so you think the chain in the story... You think the chain in the story is actually a symbol for something else?
Well, that's what I'm confused by. I came into the conversation halfway through, so I'm like, what the heck is happening?
This is Joe Biden from the tough days of Wilmington confronting Corn Pop.
Is Corn Pop a human?
Corn Pop is a notorious gang leader, Katie.
Okay, so it's a nickname for someone.
Well, Corn apparently Pop he gave his... himself that Wait. Nickname, Corn Pop.
A gang leader named Corn Pop. I'm getting that right.
Well, listen, it was either that or Raisin Bran.
Delightful. I mean, I love Corn Pops.
Raisin Bran was taken, so he went with Corn Pop as his nickname.
Well, Raisin Bran, I feel like, just doesn't sound as much. Well, no, I mean, what would be a good serial gang leader name?
Lucky Charms? No, that's the Irish, gang. Yeah. The Irish gang has that.
Yeah,
I mean, Captain Crunch,
Special
right?
Special K would be good.
Special K would be, that's a good gang name,
yeah,
right?
That used to be my nickname.
Was that Special K?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
look,
they were just calling me special for other reasons. I don't know.
Well, you are very special, but but to your point, if you are going to be a gang leader and name yourself after a popular breakfast cereal, why wouldn't you go with something like Captain Crunch? Because at least you're the captain, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure that there's really a tough sounding cereal name out there. That's tough.
Well, this is a good chance. Listen, we're parents, and you know, tomorrow's your last day on CBS 3, so you could invent a tough sounding cereal name.
Yeah, I could.
To inspire gang leaders. And on your do-it-yourself channel, you can teach them how to model themselves after serial characters.
That feels like it's a little out in left field from the topics I usually cover, but
that's true.
We could, you know.
Might be a stretch.
Might be. But again, you could tie everything to the weather. So
we could always do that. I mean, rain barrels. And so tomorrow's your last day. We're going to miss you.
I am really not going to miss the alarm, but I will miss everybody for sure.
Have you cried yet?
No, but I am... Ugh, I don't know how tomorrow's going to go. I'm still nervous about it.
I think you're going to cry. The question is, will you cry on this show or will you cry on TV?
I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, I mean, the first opportunity is going to be on TV. So if it's going to happen, it'll happen there.
All right, let's take some bets. Dawn, you think she'll cry tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this feels like a really easy bet to win.
All right, 8 years of waking up with you every morning on TV. I should stress that point. CBS meteorologist, 8 years. So now you're gonna cry, Greg. What's the over under on when she cries?
I was just gonna say I'm giving what time? 4:30 they go on the air. I think by 4:40.
We're
gonna see the first tier.
By 4:40.
I don't know how soon they're gonna mention it though. So if they like devote a special segment to it at the end of the show, that's my guess. I feel like that's when it's gonna happen. But I don't know. I mean, they might. Who knows what they're going to do tomorrow? I've not been privy to any discussions on that.
I mean, aren't you? I would imagine tomorrow they're going to spend some serious time.
I don't know.
Honoring you. They should honor you. 8 years.
I'm going in with zero expectation because I really don't know what to expect.
Katie, do you remember the old Total cereal commercials back in the day?
Remind me. Yes,
you'd
I
have
do,
to eat 400 bowls of Total cereal to get the Raisin Bran to get one bowl of Total. Remember that?
That I do.
They used to stack up the bowls of cereal. So Corn Pop used to do this thing with gangs. He'd go, you'd have to kill, and he put like 400 people to match how bad one Corn Pop is.
True.
That's what he used to do.
Are you being serious?
That's how he would roll.
I can't tell if I should be believing you or not right now because this doesn't sound like it's completely implausible.
The gang leader Corn Pop used the Total Cereal marketing campaign as his whole moniker. It would take 400 gangs to match one of me as Corn Pop. That's what he would do. No, I don't know.
Okay, so that was a lie. Okay.
That was a lie. I'm just trying to.
I really wasn't sure.
I'm just trying to, trying to think about tough guys named after breakfast foods. By the way, do you let your kids eat breakfast cereal?
They eat Cheerios, Rice Krispies, Life, Oatmeal Squares, that kind of stuff.
They eat Life Rice Krispies?
Mm-hmm.
Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they were in Corn Pop's gang in Wilmington? You think I'm kidding, Katie?
You cannot be serious.
Katie, Corn Pop was the guy Joe Biden confronted.
Menacing?
What's that?
Are you being serious? That's not menacing at all.
A guy named Corn Pop?
Or his rabble of Snap, Crackle, Pop, underlings.
Greg, just play the clip for Katie of what Joe Biden says. So Corn Pop's a bad dude. So she knows I'm not making this up. Go ahead. Just play that one clip.
This was the diving board area. And I was one of the guards. And there weren't a lot of, there was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
You see?
And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Bad boys, Katie, named Snap, Crackle, Pop.
You leave me speechless.
That's what I wanted to do right there. All right. Well, listen, I don't know what to say other than we're going to miss you, but you'll be on the show tomorrow. So tell us how the weather's going to be today.
The weather looks awesome. Like, I couldn't have planned this better if I tried. I kept my fingers crossed, like, hopefully it's going to be quiet weather for my departure. And it's like perfect tomorrow. Sunny, less humid, 77. Today's not bad either. I mean, there'll be a couple of scattered showers later tonight, but otherwise some sunshine and really nice and warm up to about 85 degrees. So it's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
It's going to be a nice week.
Yeah, it looks really good.
What are you wearing for your last day tomorrow?
I believe I'm going to wear black.
Oh.
I didn't really plan to like look like I'm in mourning, but I did schedule I line up all my dresses, and I did it for 2 weeks worth.
Yeah, one of the questions people always ask is, how many dresses do you have?
Oh, I got to have like 100. I don't wear them all.
Because you can't wear the same dress twice a thing?
Well, you can, but the ones that are really noticeable and recognizable, I try to only do once a quarter because they're really recognizable.
So can you sell those dresses?
I could, but I'm going to hang on to them because I'm not out of the professional arena just yet.
Oh, that's a hint of things to come.
Yeah, I'll be giving you more details in a few days. A lot of people think that I'm just jumping to another TV station. That's not the case. But
not
there's
the
definitely
case.
Stuff up my sleeve.
All right.
Yeah.
And you said in a few days you're going to let us know.
Yeah, once I actually leave, I'll tell you what's going on.
Do you want to come back on the show and tell us?
Sure, I would love to do that.
All right, that's good.
But
that's
I am going to sleep in on Wednesday.
You've earned it.
Thank you.
All right.
Till 5:30.
By the way, Katie Fallinger, always enjoy having you on the show.
Thanks, buddy.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it, man.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
I guarantee, I don't know if Katie will cry or not. I think she will, but I think a lot of CBS3 viewers will cry.
Oh, yeah.
You
of
know?
Course.
They're going to miss her.
How can you not miss her? She's funny and she's beautiful and
sweetheart.
She's fun and she's nice and she's on TV every morning. You get used to people. You know what I mean?
I know. It's hard.
So...
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Oh
my
boys.
Goodness. Bad boys, bad boys.
There he is, a snap and crackle. Pop. So right out there.
So dangerous.
All right. You know, the thing about Corn Pop, too, Dawn, is that what I found about Corn Pop is the prize he always gave his victims. It was always at the bottom of his dangerous deeds. There was a little prize.
That's true.
And so Corn Pop, you know, he'd give you something like maybe like a little invisible ring, a Dakota ring. That wasn't enough for me to stop him, Corn Pop. You got to see the tweets that are coming in right now with regards to this. It's just a cornucopia of just amazing tweets.
Oh, my goodness.
Truth Pimp says it takes 10 million bowls of total to equal one bowl of Super Colon Blow. That's very, very true.
Oh, no, Super
Remember that from Saturday Night Live? And then, I mean, there's just so many people. Anyone, Dr. Nick wants to know, is anyone's going to claim Fruity Pebbles is a bestie? I'm out there, Corn Pop's there, Fruity Pebbles, Count Chocula shows up right next to him. Says, don't you wait. Oh, man. I love it. So we need to adopt some cereal names, too. That's a good idea, right?
No, yeah. We should all have our cereal gang name.
Our cereal gang name. All right. So the poll on Twitter is, who do you believe more? Who would make a better running mate? T-Bone or Corn Pop? All right. Cory Booker's fake gang leader turned bestie, T-Bone. Or Joe Biden's fake gang leader turned bestie, Corn Pop. You got to vote on Twitter.
T-Bone.
At Rich Zioli. You really... Well, why? Now, why T-Bone?
I don't know. I just like the name T-Bone. I get
T-Bone.
A kick out of it.
You like T-Bone.
Yeah.
Greg?
I got to go with Corn Pop. I mean, Corn Pop is... I mean, it's...
Joe?
Oh, Corn Pop all the way.
Corn Pop all the way, right? See, Dawn, I'm going Corn Pop, too. So
I'm outnumbered.
You're outnumbered here on this. You know what I mean? So, yeah, well, I'm... Kamala Harris needs a fake gang leader turned bestie.
She does.
She does. Yeah. That would help her fledge. Beto needs one.
Mm-hmm.
Beto needs one. Beto O'Rourke and the Lucky Charms gang, because he actually is Irish, right? Isn't he? I think that's the thing.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, so the question is, do you believe that Corn Pop even exists? Or do you think he's making it all up? What do you think?
I don't know. They maybe... you know, some witnesses will come forward. Alleged witnesses.
Could alleged witnesses come forward? That is the question, right? Greg, do you think he's real or is it made up?
I think Corn Pop himself is a real person, but I don't think the encounter actually happened.
Corn Pop is real,
yes.
They say.
Yes.
But they don't, because there was a guy named William L. Corn Pop Morris who died at 73 in 2016.
Oh.
So conveniently, he's dead. Now, Corn Pop, could that... Now, here's my question. If Corn Pop was so fearless, is the life expectancy for a guy like that 73 years old?
Old age took him out.
You know what I mean?
he's like...
Okay, so let me ask the question. Joe Biden claims he confronts this guy, Corn Pop, at the pool, who's a real bad dude, and... What's the life expectancy of a gang leader, a gangbanger, you think?
They're lucky.
20, yeah, 22, 23?
They're lucky if they make it into their early 20s.
But yes, he made it to 73 years old, Corn Pop. William Morris, Corn Pop. Passed away with his family by his side in December 2016. And there you go. So maybe the confrontation with Biden in the parking lot turned his life around for him, I guess. Maybe that's what happened. Is that possible?
You think that he saw the light after Joe confronted him with his giant 5 foot, maybe 6 foot chain?
5 foot, 6 foot chain. Now I want to read you this. Now this is amazing. This is a tweet. This is a what's called a tweet thread. Have you ever heard about one of those threads before? Somebody threads a lot of things. Michael Harriet from The Root. He writes at The Root. He says, I'm always astounded by the imaginings of white people as it relates to race. Many of them have this fictionalized, I can't even say the word, version that is almost alien-like. And one of the greatest examples of this ever is Joe Biden's story about Corn Pop the gangsta. Now, it has already been demonstrably proven that Biden will make stuff up, but any black person who hears this story will automatically give you the side eye and say, N-word, please. That's true. It begins when Biden was working as a lifeguard at a pool. Now, Biden is like 176 years old, but he's still in pretty good shape. This supposedly happened in the summer of 1962. Biden says that instead of hanging out all summer, he decided to take a job working as a lifeguard at a black pool. Remember, Michael Harriet's a black writer over at The Root. Yep. All right? This is a very left-leaning site. You'd agree, right, Greg?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, they don't. They're not.
Right.
They're not Donald Trump fans over there.
They're not Donald Trump fans over at the over at TheRoot.com. All right. So, and just in case you're just joining the show, all right? Just in case you're just joining us, this is a little bit more of Joe Biden talking about corn pop.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off.
All right, now stop. So now... Michael Harriet says, Biden says he became popular at the pool because many of the black people in Wilmington, Delaware had never talked to a white person before. This raised my BS-o-meter, so I decided to look it up. In 1960, Wilmington was 73% white. Anyway, during Biden's, this is his writing now, Negro summer safari adventure, one day, all the town gangsters came to the pool. Now, I know what you're thinking, but don't stereotype. Gangbangers are not a monolith. Why can't a real street ed enjoy a nice, refreshing dip? Sometimes a thug wants to play Marco Polo, too.
So true.
Well, the gang that invaded Biden's pool was called the Romans, which sounded gangsta, and the leader of the Romans was a dude named Corn Pop. Now, if you're black, I know this sounds like some white kid tried to make a gang fairy tale for a sixth grade play, because you and I know there ain't no squad led by an N named Corn Pop going around terrorizing Delaware pools. But I guess in white people minds, thugs get 2 weeks vacation and go on retreats at city pools. Anyway, Biden says he had no idea that Corn Pop was the duly elected leader of the hood ends. So when Corn Pop began bouncing on the diving board, which was against the rules, Biden told him, Esther Williams, get off the board, man. Then Biden kicked Corn Pop out of the pool. I know what you're thinking. Who the F is Esther Williams? She was a famous swimmer in the 1950s. Anyway, after he kicked the probably fictitious Corn Pop out of the pool, everybody was like, all right, you're done. They told Biden that Corn Pop carried a straight razor and was going to be waiting for him when he got off work. Now, you and I both know that if this was true, Biden would have just called the cops rather than walk to the car. But this was 1962, and before 911, you had to dial a whole seven numbers. Plus, Biden said that he knew that if he called the cops, he wouldn't be allowed back into the African-American community. So Biden says instead he wrapped a 6-foot metal chain around his arm and wrapped that in a towel, because everyone knows there are ample black chains just lying around the African-American community, but no police officers. He goes out to the car. Corn Pop was indeed waiting for him, but Biden went Clint Eastwood on Corn Pop and told OG Pop from the Romans, you might cut me, Corn Pop, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head before you do. And that's an actual quote. So go ahead, play that part of it now. This is, again, Michael Harriet from The Root, a black guy's response to Joe Biden's interaction with the notorious leader, Corn Pop.
And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There was a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where all the pool builder is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out. with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at them, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again, but I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that, not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Now, let me pick up from Michael Harriet's tweet thread, Michael Harriet writing at theroot.com. This is, again, black guy's perspective. And just like that, my N, Corn Pop, put down the straight razor, and he and Biden became friends. From that day on, Biden was untouchable in the black community because Corn Pop vouched for him. Now, stop laughing. I don't know how it works where you live, but in my hood, you don't actually get a laminated street credential card from the neighborhood thug council. But then again, I've never been on the mean streets of Wilmington. But this story is actually recounted in Joe Biden's 2007 autobiography and is retold in the Washington Post. Now, he concludes this thread by writing, but this is not about Biden. This is a celebration of the life of a straight razor carrying certified street thug who I bet my pinky toe never existed. But if you ask Biden, I bet he'd say Corn Pop is passed on. So rest in peace, my N, Corn Pop. This is how it sounds when thugs die. And that's how Michael Harriet completed his tweet thread.
Oh my goodness.
Writing at theroot.com. His perspective on Joe Biden's Corn Pop moment. You see why some people think he's a problematic front runner? He also ran around and told black people to wear condoms. He also recounted that story from his time in Wilmington as well. Joe Biden did a lot back on the streets of Wilmington back then. I mean, it was it's amazing how he lived to tell about it. The tales he has to tell, it's amazing.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters. I got.
By the way, do you want to know this? I want to know if Corn Pop came with him on his condom crusade.
Well, I mean, they were besties after the straight razor incident.
Yeah, he put down the straight razor and they became boys. Yep. So at that moment, Corn Pop by my side as I'm going around telling people to wear prophylactics on the streets of Wilmington. And if not, Corn Pop's got his straight razor right here.
And all you have to do is say you're sorry, he puts it down.
Yeah, he is apologizing. Corn Pop puts the straight razor down. Corn Pop and the Lost Boys. Corn Pop and Snap Crackle Pop. Then they went around educating black men about condom use. So Corn Pop went from being a street thug with his gang to then going around with Joe Biden and doing STD education on the hard streets of Wilmington. See, Dawn, that's the kind of positive transformation America needs.
See?
That's what America needs right now. You got that? You know, when Joe Biden said they're going to put you all back in chains, you remember that?
Oh.
It was Bill Mighty Mouse who was going to get the chains.
Oh, my God.
Bill Mighty Mouse from the pool was going to get all the chains to put you back in chains. That time Joe Biden said that. He said, they're going to put you all back in chains. I got Bill Mighty Mouse right here with me. He's going to cut the chains. See why some people think the Democrats might need a new front runner? That was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, God.
Yes. Dawn still likes T-Bone better. That's amazing. What's that?
I'm envisioning a skit, Boys in the Hood 2, with starring Cory Booker and Joe Biden.
And then they have the showdown with T-Bone and Corn Pop?
Yes.
Man, there was this guy named Brussels Sprouts. He was real tough.
He was.
That guy named himself after a vegetable, a high-fiber vegetable. You don't mess with a guy like that.
No, he makes you regular.
That guy made you regular. That guy had more fiber in him than anybody else I know back then. That guy was real tough. Now, you know, the thing about offensive comedy sometimes is that the cancel culture wants people canceled. I'm sure people probably want this show canceled now. What do you think,
Dawn? That's right. Absolutely.
Saturday Night Live, they announced the hiring of a new guy for their show. And I guess 10 years ago, he made some jokes. They hunt you down. They follow whatever you say. Chappelle actually makes jokes about this, by the way, because Chappelle says it can't be a celebrity anymore because what you do is they go back and they find you and they find everything you said and they bring it out. They bring it out against you. And they found out that this new comedian, Saturday Night Live, years ago, pushed some boundaries. So he's had to apologize for that. And he said, I'm a comedian who pushed boundaries. I sometimes miss. If you go through my 10 years of comedy, most of it bad, you're going to find a lot of bad misses. I'm happy to apologize to anyone who's actually offended by anything I've said. My intention is never to hurt anyone, but I'm trying to be the best comedian I can be, and sometimes that requires risks. Democrat candidate Andrew Yang has said he refuses to think this guy should be canceled from Saturday Night Live. Andrew Yang is Asian. So he's defending the comedian for the fact that he's apologized for his jokes. So there you go. Andrew Yang, who has no chance of becoming president. None whatsoever. Corn Pop's got a better chance of becoming president.
Well, he did apologize, much like the, you know, for the Esther Williams
like
comment.
The Esther Williams comment.
So he apologized.
Man, I apologize for calling you Esther Williams. Oh, you do? All right. Click. Click.
Did you know that many Bloods and Crips beef was settled by just apologizing?
He just apologized.
He just apologized and it was over.
I just apologized.
They apologize and then watch old Esther Williams swimming movies.
Yeah, and then they say, you know, oh, you're sorry? All right. All right. That's the sound of the rusty razor clicking back in. Oh, no. Click.
The rusty razor.
All right, you live to fight another day, Joe. The rough pools of Wilmington. Amazing.
In 1962.
In 1962.
The rough pools of Wilmington.
With,
he didn't have a bathing cap on.
He didn't have a swim cap on. And by the way, you know, William Mighty Mouse, when he's cutting metal for Joe?
Yes.
I guess the question is, why did William Mighty Mouse just say, just hang out here with me? Instead of going out and confronting them. Just hang out down here. They'll go away. Believe me, they'll go away. Hey, so it's gang pool day, but we only do that once a month. The fourth Tuesday is open pool gang member day. But don't worry, tomorrow's Wednesday. They're not going to be back.
Gang swim.
Yeah, gang swim. Right, everybody out of the pool if you're not a gang member. You see the guy with the light with the whistle? Woo! Out of the pool! If you're not a gang member, gang swim. Gang swim. There you go. Yes. Democrat front runner. There you go.
Is that like adult swim? The gang swim?
Yeah, yeah, when they do that, they kick all the kids out of the pool. They kick all the non-gang members out. Only the gang members can swim. But they still have to wear caps, though, otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It would be anarchy if they didn't.
Yeah, and also, too, I mean, you embarrass Corn Pop in front of everybody at the pool by yelling Esther Williams, but you make it out to the parking lot alive.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, somebody's not buying that. Your gang names are Booberry, Golden Graham, and Mucilix. Collectively, we are the Grape Nuts. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sugar Smacks or
Sugar Smack? Sugar Smack's good because that's kind of like Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Right? Sugar Smack's pretty good. 855-839-1210 is our number. You know, we should probably do our movie mystery clip. We could do that because we have some, we got some good tickets to give away. I like this prize. I'm coming up on Halloween now.
The Morning Mystery Clip. Yeah. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I want to ask Donna Leonard to go out for a soda after school.
All right, but no hot rodding.
Thanks, Mom. She's the most far-out chick in my class. You wouldn't believe how much I dig her.
Sure I would. I've been digging Sam so long, by the time he proposes, I'll be 6 feet under.
Oh, Alice, what would we do without you?
Probably eat out.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
You can enjoy an all-you-can-eat barbecue from Food Network stars Chad Rosenthal at the Haunted Hops Barbecue and Craft Beer Festival, September 28th at Pennhurst Asylum, because you'll win a pair of tickets to that. That's right. They'll have the food, purchase great craft beer while roaming Pennsylvania's most terrifying haunted attraction. Buy tickets now at hauntedhopsfest.com. Very good. HauntedHopsFest.com. In all seriousness, though, the problem with Joe Biden is causing a lot of people to say the Democrats need a new front runner, and that new front runner is becoming America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, which is why a lot of people from Massachusetts are coming out and saying she is unelectable. She is unelectable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. Yeah, we kind of blew through news because of Corn Pop, so I blame Corn Pop for that. but we should check in with Dawn and say good morning. Oh, but first we have our movie winner. Let's go to Bob and Shelfon, our movie winner. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
So what's the movie?
The Brady Bunch. It was a Brady Bunch movie.
Brady Bunch movie. Very good. Well done. Now, do you have a particularly scary breakfast cereal name that you'd like to offer up?
No.
No? All right. good improv right on the moment there, Bob.
Dude, you put me on the spot.
I know. It's not easy, buddy. I know. It's not easy. Listen, thanks. Congrats on winning. We'll see you at Pennhurst Asylum, my man. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Thanks.
You got it. 855-839-1210. All right, Dawn, good morning. How are we looking?
And good morning. I'm just reading President Trump's latest tweet about Justice Kavanaugh. You can talk about that later, but he's on a Twitter storm this morning. Good morning. We have Zeoli Show News, 70 degrees. This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT with Zeoli Show News, brought to you by Mercedes Northeast Region. We do have new developments on these vaping safety questions. So in the wake of 6 deaths and 380 cases confirmed and probable lung disease across the U.S., that's according to the CDC. As you know, the Trump administration has called for banning most flavored e-cigarettes because of their huge appeal to children as well as young people. And that was a push that started with the First Lady Melania Trump. So now New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued an emergency executive order this morning banning the sales of flavored e-cigarettes in an effort to crack down on sales to minors. And in New Jersey, Governor Murphy has set up a vaping task force. So that's the latest on vaping. Purdue Pharma, the company that made billions selling the prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy. And this is days after reaching a tentative $12 billion settlement, with many of the state and local governments suing it over the toll of opioids. But Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro filing suit against the Sackler family. They own Purdue Pharma for their role in the nation's opioid crisis. So we'll continue to follow that. We've talked this morning about more than 49,000 members of the UAW, United Auto Workers, walking off General Motors factory floors. And they are on the picket lines this morning, and including in our area, for example, in Langhorne, as those contract talks with the company deteriorated at midnight. Going viral, the story of a 29-year-old woman named Jenna Evans. So her dream came true, but not in a good way. So Jenna says that this started on Facebook and then it went viral. She says she ended up in urgent care after dreaming that she was on a high-speed train with her fiance when some bad guys showed up and there was only one way to protect her 2.4-carat diamond engagement ring: swallow it. So she wakes up in a sweat. Oh, thank goodness it was just a bad dream. Looks down on her left hand and realizes, where's my engagement ring? Yeah, she swallowed it. So her fiance takes her to urgent care. They do the x-ray, and there they see the engagement ring in her intestines just below her stomach. So it was too big to pass, so they had to do a little surgery. So now she and Bobby, she promises her fiance Bobby, she won't swallow it ever again.
You know what? Really?
No, that's what
Dawn,
she says.
You know
on
what?
Facebook,
honestly, really?
That is what she you said are, right
you're,
there
you're,
on
you have
Facebook.
Two jobs on this show. There are two reasons why we brought you on this show. One, to do the news, and two, to raise the level of maturity in the room.
I swear, my hand on the Bible, that's what she wrote. I promise, Bob yelled. never swallow it again. That's a quote. It's a quote.
Oh, the post-show meeting is going to be fun today.
The overlords are going to put
it just, it always sounds better coming out of your mouth, though, than my mouth. I'm just saying, whatever you say, she won't swallow it. It just sounds better, so thanks for that.
Well, listen, my final story is we have some good news about Eagles.
What I always love is when people say, Don Stenson brings the class, the level of class.
Always the class.
I'm just quoting what went viral. It's an absolute
classing
quote.
It up with you two heathens.
You're actually making my sides hurt. I'm laughing so hard right now.
By the way, in the Garden State, we have a record year for bald eagles. So it was not a good night. I was trying to find some good Eagles news.
Oh, good, yes.
Because we're all very sad about, you know, our Eagles last night. But more than 200 Eagles are in New Jersey, healthy and safe, and they're doing well. And so this is great for New Jersey. They said there was, in the 80s, there was one bald eagle nest. One.
Really?
So now in New Jersey, very, very healthy situation. Wow. 200 bald eagles.
So the people are leaving because they can't afford the taxes, but the eagles are coming in.
The eagles are coming in.
There you go.
So somebody's coming in.
I took the kids to the zoo yesterday. They have a couple bald eagles there on display at the Philadelphia Zoo.
Cool.
It was cool. Yeah, very good to see them.
Eyewitness weather. It's going to be a nice week.
New Jersey! We got eagles. I got to tax the eagles now. Tax the eagle tax. Somebody give me an eagle tax. New Jersey.
We have 85 degrees today, a bright, sunny, beautiful day. Tomorrow, 77, beautiful and sunny again. So experience the 2020 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, from the versatile GLA to the category-defining GLS. Mercedes-Benz never settles for less than the best. See the complete lineup of SUVs at MBUSA.com or just visit your local dealer to test drive one today. Dawn's the only show news, always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. A number of people have tweeted that the last 40 minutes they've been laughing so hard that people think that they're crazy. But in all seriousness, I just have a question to ask, and that's regarding Biden's claim with Corn Pop and Bill Mighty Mouse. This is something I've been thinking about. Can you play this clip for me, Greg?
There's a guy named Bill Wright Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot.
All right, so here's my question. Number one, down in the pool chemical / arsenal that Bill Wrightmouse organized, did they actually put chains in pools back then? Like metal chains separating the deep end and the shallow end?
No,
doesn't that sound incredibly dangerous on so many levels?
No, they're like those plastic-coated floaty things.
So did Joe Biden go out with a plastic floaty chain? And is that what intimidated Corn Pop?
With the buoy, with the white and blue buoy.
So yeah, I got a buoy. You know, when you're a jet, for life. You're a shark, And I got this buoy, man. I hit you with this buoy.
You know the chain? There used to be a chain that went across the deep end.
Wait, what metal chain were they putting in pools in the 1960s?
No, you're right.
That's problematic on so many levels.
It had to be rust-proof, too, right?
Right, on so many levels is this problematic. So down in Bill Wrightmouse's secret chemical / military-grade weapons arsenal that he took Joe Biden down to, where they did the chain, and this chain pool gang... I mean, it's water, dude. You don't put metal chains in pools. Everybody knows that. That's the other part of the story. That's why this rings total BS to me.
You know what? That's true. Because if it were a big, heavy metal chain, it would sink.
It would sink to the bottom.
Yeah. They're those plastic-coated floaty chains.
So now we're supposed to believe now Corn Pop and three dudes with rusty razors in the parking lot got intimidated by Joe Biden coming out wielding a plastic chain.
But it did have a buoy on it.
Well, it had a buoy on it. You see this plastic chain? I'm going to wrap this plastic chain around your neck. And the four of you with rusty razors won't be able to do a damn thing about it. Also, I'm sorry I called you Esther Williams. Oh, well, you're sorry. Well, then. At ease. Fellow gang members, at ease, snap, crackle, and pop. Frankenberry, put the knife down. We're done here today. He apologized. And he's got a plastic chain. That could cause like a, I don't know, I could get scratched with that thing or something like that. I mean, yeah, sure, we got rusty razors from leaving them in rain buckets and all. But he's got a plastic swim chain that weighs 8 ounces, which is why it's able to be in a freaking pool. Because metal would float to the bottom, you idiot. A metal chain would float to the bottom. It would fall to the bottom of the pool. How's Bill Wrightmouse cutting a metal chain? The metal chain is not going to float. Does anybody... why does nobody call him out on this crap? Your magic metal chain that floats in water. They make anchors. They put anchors on metal chains for a reason, not plastic chains, right? So that the anchors on a boat or a ship will go down into the ocean. Not so they come right back up and bob in the water. Oh, we used the metal chain again on our anchor. Damn it. Who puts that in a pool? What kind of idiot is Bill Wrightmouse? No wonder why the shallow end of the deep end weren't separated. I'm defending Corn Pop. He didn't know because he couldn't see the chain because it went to the bottom of the pool, you idiot. Wasn't his fault. I'm on Team Corn Pop.
Yeah.
There's so much wrong with this story, I can't even begin. I can't even begin. But now it's coming out, which is good. Oh, I gotta tell you, I gotta catch my breath, honestly. There's just so much in this. It's just...
You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end.
No, there wasn't.
He cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walked in a car and said,
by a barbed wire. There used to be barbed wire that separated the deep end from the shallow end. In case any zombies got in the pool, like in The Walking Dead. So there's Bill Mighty Mouse. He cuts off some barbed wire. He says, you go out there with this. He handed me a bazooka. We used to keep bazookas as lifeguards. In case we needed him, shoot a bazooka in the pool. Clear the pool. If people won't leave the pool, I shoot a bazooka at him.
Oh, no.
The hell kind of pool is it? Yeah, where is this Mad Max pool? Is this Mad Max pool still in Wilmington? I want to go there and tour it. Or do they tear this down? All right. It's amazing. I have the most heartwarming story coming up. Some cops did an amazing thing for a little boy in South Jersey. I'm going to talk to one of those cops in a matter of moments. But I just want to mention to you as well that you can always, of course, get the podcast of this show and listen whenever you want. Please do at radio.com, sign up, or at the iTunes store. All right.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.